They move it to Miller. JT Miller with a slap pass.
DK Metcalf, he's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Launches one. Deep left field and gone.
Curry slammed on the brakes. Oh, my goodness. Curry.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Live for Sports. My name is Nathan, joined, as always, on this Wednesday afternoon by Mr. Joseph Augusti. Holy shit. Botched your last name.
It's only been almost 3 years, Nathan. I would think you would know by now.
Has it been 2.5?
About, well, in September, it'll be 3 years.
Yeah, so how are we doing, Joseph?
Not bad. We're chilling.
Ready for TikTok to get banned?
Yeah, I don't care about TikTok.
Sorry, I cut you off. What were you going to say, though?
Something intelligent.
Ah,
I'm basking in the glory of Canuck Panic. I'm a little sadistic about it, which is very fun.
Also, we're not talking about him. We're not talking about him.
I know. Well, yeah. I'm also happy that my Oilers are doing well recently. The only sports team that I cheer for that's objectively good.
So, Whitecaps
hired a new coach.
Do you think? I did see that. Is he good? What's his deal?
He's cheap.
Okay.
And he has success in Denmark, which is, it's top flight European football, but it's like. It's the Whitecaps. They're not going to bring in Jose Mourinho.
Especially when they're trying to sell the team right now.
Yeah, you take what you can get. Could be worse, so I'll accept it.
I was actually having this thought the other day. This is really random, but do the Oilers try and trade Jeff Skinner for somebody else at the deadline?
If they could have done it, they would have done it. Knobloch hates him. That's a rare Knobloch L. He hates him.
He isn't good.
He could be. I mean, I'm sorry. He's playing with Derek Ryan and Kasperi Kapanen. Like, not many players of Jeff Skinner's mold are going to succeed there.
I guess.
He hasn't played with McDavid once all season.
And he's just so bad defensively. Like, it's so almost inexcusable.
I hate that line of thinking. Like, I'll bring it back to the Canucks here briefly. Did Teddy Bluger do anything offensively?
Teddy Bluger has been great this year.
That's not my point. Does he do anything offensively?
Actually, yes. I feel like...
Okay, fine. I'll come up with a better option.
You need to come up... Because Teddy Bluger, like, whatever line he's on is actually good.
Okay. Did Archdeep Baines, Max Sasson...
Max Sasson, don't disrespect him. He's good.
I am going to disrespect him.
Baines, you can... Yeah, Baines, fine. Baines
Danton
does nothing.
Heinen...
Heinen pretty much does nothing.
I hate this notion that you can be all defense, no offense, and that's acceptable. But if you're 90% offense, 10% defense, people freak out. Daniel Sprong wasn't given a chance, and he's all offense. At least he was, producing once in a while.
He didn't even get it. Well, now he's out of the league in Seattle, even. He can't crack their lineup.
Well, Seattle sucks.
He can't crack their lineup.
The point is, Nathan, it really bugs me when I see Jeff Skinner, who they paid $3 million. They gave him like 3 games with Draisaitl at the beginning of the year when the whole team sucked because they started bad again this year. And then they immediately go away from it. He starts playing well, Skinner. This was like a week and a half ago. He has points in 3 straight games. Then the whole team lays an egg against Pittsburgh. And guess who gets punished? Skinner, right? Matthias Janmark, who I like, has 1 goal this season. He's got like 12 assists and you're not paying him for the offense. Want to know what type of goal that his 1 goal was?
Either a tap-in or an empty netter.
It's an empty netter.
Mm-hmm.
He has one. When was the last time he scored a goal on a goaltender?
Game 7.
Yeah. So we all like Janmark. He does. He's good defensively, but why is that excused? Why is he playing on the third line over Jeff Skinner? He has 1 goal. Jeff Skinner has 7. He has 15 points. Nothing special, but he's not getting a chance, and I'm just annoyed with it.
You got to be defensively responsible. Like, what does Skinner do? Like, that isn't produce offense when he is going. He does nothing. He's not good defensively. He's not physical. He's not a penalty killer.
So you play him on the third. God, that's not my point, Nathan. I'm not saying he should be on the first line. I'm saying he should be playing over Derek Ryan and who else are they playing?
It's also not like you're giving him.
And you can't play Corey Perry every night. You can't play. I like Corey Perry. He's got like 8 goals this year somehow. He can't play every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, Kapanen's worked pretty well. They just brought up Noah Philp, so they're pulling the plug on Derek Ryan, which is good because Ryan was their only right-handed shot center, and you need one. Usually, I know I harp on the left shot, right shot a lot. You need one right-hand shot center, and Philp's a right shot center, so go a bit younger there.
All right.
Give me Brock Besser. God, that'd be so cool.
Fuck off. You're not getting shit.
Honestly,
You
if I'm the
think?
Canucks, I'm not saying to the Oilers, but I'm entertaining trading him if the slide continues. So I'm not
Oh,
paying him eight.
100% I would consider trading Besser. It would suck, but you're not getting traded to the
How
Oilers.
much do you pay? How much do you pay him, and for how long?
If his term is like, let's say like 8.5, I would give him.
Years? His term is eight
No,
and a half
no,
years?
no. Or like his money is like 8.5.
Yeah.
He's asking for. I would go 6 max.
Ugh, I wouldn't
Even
go
then, I
that
don't love
long.
it. But you're not really thinking that far into the future. Your window's now with Hughes. You can't think that far.
Besser can't skate already at like 28, whatever he is. So that's my concern with Besser.
Fair
He's
enough.
got two skills.
If you want to get him on a shorter term deal, like 4 or 5 year, like because I think that's what the Canucks want to do, I'd be fine giving him like 9 in that scenario then. But
You don't think it's going to piss Miller with Besser making more than him?
Miller might be out of here soon. We'll see. No, I'm thinking it's off season. He'll be gone. If they sign Besser, it might be a telltale sign that one of them's gonna go.
Good
Miller
thing they
goes.
spent $3 million on Tyler Myers and $2 million on Darren A.
I mean, one of them is fine. The other should not have been signed. Like you sign one of them, it's okay, I think, at that point. But you sign both of them, it's like, what are we doing?
I saw a funny meme where it was like Rick Tocchet. It's a joke. It's like a Facebook post, and Rick Tocchet's like, "This is a funny joke," and Noah Juulsen's like, "I don't get it, Coach," and Rick Tocchet's like, "Oh, don't worry, I'll explain it to you." And then Eric Branstrom's like, "I don't get it either, Coach," and Tocchet's like, "Fuck you, go look it up." It's like Branstrom is small, and Tocchet
Yeah.
don't like small.
All right. Into the actual episode we have discussed. We're going to go over the wild card weekend first, and then go over the divisional round, and then talk about Mike Vrabel being hired by the Patriots briefly. Then we'll talk about the Eastern Conference wild card race in the NHL because holy fuck, that's a shit show.
Allez, Montréal.
What's that?
Allez, Montréal.
Yeah.
That means go,
Then
Montreal.
the Jays. Hey, we did something. Finally. I don't know if I like it though. We'll see. Joseph had, might like it, but and then we're in the we're a finalist for Roky Sasaki. So that's kind of
Great.
cool.
I'm a finalist for Sydney Sweeney, me and 4 billion other men.
And then we'll wrap it up with some capture the flag talk as me and Joseph have been, I think as many NBA fans of bad teams have been calling their season the capture the flag year, as in Cooper Flag. But NFL wild card weekend. Joseph, I was so close to going perfect on my picks if the Vikings didn't choke, but we will get into that game in a bit. Chargers Texans. Just the whole thing I've been seeing is Justin Herbert's like a fraud, blah, blah, blah. This like he didn't play good, but two of his
No.
picks shouldn't were not on him.
No, there was one pick. I only watched a bit of this game. There was one pick that was objectively his fault. He overthrew, I think it was McConkey, and that was one of his picks. One of them, the pick six, bounced right off the guy's hands and into. So he needs to be better, Herbert, because there's a few times he screwed up in the playoffs. We, of course, had the 27-0 or whatever it was against Jacksonville a few years ago. He needs more weapons. He has one wide receiver he trusts. Quentin Johnson didn't work. A couple years ago, Mike Williams didn't work. He has Ladd McConkey, which is top three name in the NFL, and he's a good player. But I saw the targets. He targeted him like 12 times. He caught the ball 9 times, and everyone else had like 4 catches combined. Not good enough. Not
Yeah.
good enough. So good for the Texans. They got a little lucky. Because the Chargers kept shooting themselves in the foot. I'm looking forward to seeing how Mr. Stroud does against the, as I pull it up here, the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, I will be pulling for the Texans because I would like Golden Ray's father to lose.
Yeah, I got that reference.
Yeah.
So, hey, that was your first joke that landed today, Joseph. I know you were trying to text me a couple earlier. It didn't really work, but
This guy, insult injury, he's late and he doesn't get my jokes. Anyway,
because they weren't
alas.
good.
Yes, they were. Anyway, Texans, good team. D'Amico Ryans has done a great job there. I'm pretty sure that's their coach.
Yep, it
Yeah.
is.
Team on the up and up. I know Stroud took a bit of a step back this year, but I would be so happy if they just kill the Chiefs.
It won't
It would
happen,
just
but
I know it won't happen. The Chiefs are going to win 20-17 because of like a DPI on someone on the Texans, and then Mahomes is going to do his run around shit, chuck it up, and Travis Kelce's going to do like a one-handed backflip catch and then squeak into the end zone. And then the refs are going to give him a big high five. So, but good for the Texans. Chargers, get a proper receiver, get a proper tight end.
Fair enough. I mean, I was I think I'm like one of the only non-Texans fan to have picked the Texans in this game.
Yep.
And I feel like even Texans fans were not giving themselves a chance in this game. So maybe I just have elite ball knowledge. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I am I'll get into it. Actually, no, I'll save this for a little bit. I guess when we talk about the divisional games. Ravens, Steelers, 28-14 Ravens.
You know, Nathan, if the Steelers could have scored 10 more points, it could have been 28-24.
Would be a Tomlin kind of game.
Did you miss that reference?
Oh, fuck off. Now I get it.
For those who do not
No, no,
understand,
no.
that is the score. The New England Patriots defeated the Seattle Seahawks 10 years ago, or maybe it's 11.
No, it's 10.
Okay, at least you have a ring to hang your hat on. None of
Yeah.
my teams except the Raptors have a ring, but alas, yeah, Tomlin's a fraud. All-time great coach on the Steelers. Time to move on. They started so well, they fell off again. They got their ass kicked in the playoffs. He's now hasn't won a playoff game in like 9 years or whatever it's been. Not saying fire him. Maybe you boot him upstairs. Time for something new. Because remember, like it's been discontent in Pittsburgh for a while. George Pickens has CTE. There was this. I remember in 2018, that year was a dumpster fire. They had Roethlisberger, Brown, and Bell causing trouble, and Tomlin couldn't stop it. And then they had Schuster being a schmuck. They can't find a quarterback of the future. We'll see if Justin Fields is that guy. I don't know
Well,
if.
he's a free agent this offseason
Okay,
now.
how many more years does Wilson have?
He's free agent as well.
Okay, so might be time for a new generation for the Pittsburgh Steelers of Pennsylvania. So I'm not a huge fan of Tomlin personally. I think he's a little overrated. He's been riding the coattails of that end zone pick six for a long time. So, I don't know. We'll see.
This game was like I didn't catch this game really. I didn't catch it at all really. It was weird because Russ from the box score seems to have played pretty well. He got sacked 4 times, which is not ideal, but 20 for 29, 270 yards and 2 passing touchdowns. No turnovers.
Game manager.
They couldn't run the ball though, and that's kind of the Steelers' MO. I feel like it's run the ball, then you establish the run, you get your play action set up, and then you get a deep shot with Russ to like Pickens downfield. They couldn't run the ball. Najee Harris, 6 carries for 17 yards. Russ had 3 carries for 6, and Jaylen Warren had 2 carries for 6.
Quite bad.
Yeah,
Very
they
bad.
were averaging about, what is that, 3 yards a carry? And I mean, to be fair, the Ravens dominated time of possession in this game I saw. It was, let me pull it up here.
As they should, they're
They
just better
possessed the
than the
ball for
Steelers.
39 minutes and 33 seconds to the Steelers' 20 minutes and 27 seconds. Almost a 20-minute difference in time of possession.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So I get they're playing from behind. You know, they probably got to air it out, but you got to manage the game better, I guess, in that case. They just jumped out early, I guess, the Ravens, and then they just possessed the ball, ran it down. Is what it is. Sucks because I was on the Steelers bandwagon, even though I had no hope they were going to win.
Who are you cheering for now?
I am on. No, I'll save it. I'll save it. I'll save it.
Okay,
I'll save
okay.
it.
I don't have that much to say about this game. This was probably the easiest to predict,
Yeah.
in my humble opinion. But Well, Ravens, it does astound me that, what was it, 2, 3 years ago, Lamar Jackson was a free agent. Anybody could have signed him.
It wasn't didn't really work like that. He was pretty much a restricted free agent.
Yeah, sure, but anyone could have offered on him.
I think
he didn't get any offers, which is insane.
I think that because they knew he was a free agent, but he wasn't really.
He requested a trade.
Because weren't.
Why didn't nobody trade for him?
Because I don't know.
Because he had like a 1-3 playoff record. Come on, his top receiver was Rashad Bateman for years.
Anyways,
Mark Andrews.
Anyway. My favorite game of the weekend because it finally exposed the fraud he is, Bo Nix. The Bills killing the Broncos 31-7. I think I said going into this game I think Denver's defense was going to keep it close, but I wanted a Bills blowout. Blowout happened. And
well, 31-7, that a blowout?
Yes.
Okay. Because it was 7-0 Broncos.
And then they scored 31 unanswered. That's
a
blowout.
I know. Bills are scary, bro. They're scary.
I do worry. Well, we got the game of the year probably. Bills Ravens in the divisional.
Yeah, can they
and
stop the run?
Their run defense isn't good, and Lamar and Henry were kind of cooking against a good Steelers defense. So,
it's part of me just wonders, is Josh Allen just going to go God mode?
Part of me wonders, is Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson going to go God mode?
You can stop Henry. I don't think you can stop Jackson. You can game plan around Henry.
Kind of tough, too.
Yeah, I know, but back to the Bills Broncos. I'm always happy to see Sean Payton lose. So that's good. Bo Nix, he has a bright future. He had a nice rookie season. He got better as the season went along. Didn't have it today or the other day. So Buffalo, Josh Allen, Haley Steinfeld, Khalil Shakir, Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid. Let's go.
They got Mr. Brightside bumping.
Let's go. I love that song.
Have you seen those videos?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I'm very sad that the Minnesota defense doesn't get to do their dances anymore, though.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a sec here. Eagles, Packers, 22-10 for the Eagles over the Packers.
What a snore.
Yeah.
What an absolute snore of a game. Jordan Love, highest paid quarterback in the league, and out in the wild card.
Well, isn't Dak now?
No.
I guess maybe this year was Love, but next year it's Dak.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
God, what's with all these quarterbacks who've achieved nothing getting paid? But yeah, I'm looking at Love stats. 20 for 33, 212, and 3 picks. Rough. I mean, the Eagles only scored 22 points. Against a better team, they probably would have lost. Didn't even play that well. So, yeah, Hurts, 131 yards. I mean, that's pretty mediocre. He had 2 touchdowns, so Barkley carried. So, they're going to have to show up a little bit, or those fans are going to be pissed if they lose in the next round.
Yeah.
They got away with it a little bit.
Yeah, it's good that their defense is so elite because you can get by on a good run game and a good defense in the playoffs for a little while. Eventually, Hurts is going to need to have a solid game. So we'll see going into next week. But they're still my Super Bowl pick, so I still believe. Commanders, Buccaneers. Jaden Daniels gets his first career playoff win on a doink field goal. Yeah.
Pain. I wanted the Bucks to win.
I wanted the
Commanders
to win.
Only went 3-3. I didn't even do that well in predictions.
Oof.
Oh, well, because I'm a fraud.
Yeah.
But one thing I thought was funny about this game was on the final field goal, the commentator called the kick as if it was going straight down the middle. He's like, and it goes in, or whatever you're saying. And I'm looking at it like, that's veering right. And the commentator like totally no-sold it. I'm not sure who it was. It wasn't
Mike Tirico would have been.
Someone I don't even know who that is. It's not the A-list guy. By the way, Tom Brady's so
Mike Tirico is A-list. He does Sunday Night Football right now.
Okay, fine, whatever. But the point is, he's not like Jim Nantz or Al Michaels or the gang. He's not super well known.
He is at this point. He's been Sunday Night Football for like three seasons now.
Anything to contradict me, Nathan. Anyway,
well, I'm just saying, I'm putting out the obvious. He's on primetime.
Anyway, the point is, he no-sold it. It was veering right. I was like, I'm not 100% sure this is going in. Did Cody Parkey sneak into the arena? But it went in. It doinked in. And Marshawn Lattimore wins this one against Mike Evans.
Did he really, though? Evans had a great game. Like
7 for 90.
It really just came down to Baker fumbling on that end-around play, I think.
Yeah. Baker was okay. I mean, good completion percentage, but only 185 yards. It's not good
didn't
enough.
Really throw it much. Do they
No,
possess
I
the
mean,
ball a lot in this game?
yeah, they ran a fair amount. I
And
mean,
Commanders had it
yeah.
for like 12 minutes, 10 minutes more ish.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wanted the Bucks to win. But now Washington moves on. And who are they playing? The Lions, I think, right? Yeah, I think they're going to get killed. But story for another time. Washington, I almost called them the Redskins. The Commanders are, they're on the up and up. They're probably a year ahead of schedule of what I thought they'd be. So
Definitely.
they've got a bright, bright future.
I think the Commanders are a scary team to any, I think. Their offense is so good and their defense has really seemed to have like figured it out later in the year. Like their defense early on wasn't great. They were just outscoring teams. But as of late, they've kind of come on and been this good defensive team for a little bit. So they're a bit of a scary out, not gonna lie. I'd be a little worried if I was the Lions right now.
In a redraft, do you pick Daniels number one?
I think you have to at this point. I think you
Agree.
have to.
Agree.
I
He's got more weapons than Williams, but I mean McLaurin. I think Terry
like
McLaurin is one of the is arguably the most underrated player in the National Football League.
yeah, I mean it's he may I think Williams' weapons might like people were like, oh, Williams going to like such a great system with great
I
weapons,
mean,
which I mean
it's
like it's kind of true the receivers, but the O-line was just so bad and everyone just
yes,
completely overlooked that.
but people need to realize it's not 2017, and that's not the Keenan Allen he's going to get. So I don't know.
I mean, to be honest, the Commanders' only weapon is like really just Terry McLaurin. Like they got Zach Ertz at tight end, who's like what,
Well,
35 now?
they also had that running back who was shot. He's pretty good.
Brian Robinson, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not. I would take DeAndre Swift over him.
Yeah.
They got. I can't like is Jahan Dotson still their wide receiver two or something? Or is
Let's look
that
at the
no wait, he might
stats
be on
for a
the Eagles
second.
now. It was Deami Brown was their
Who?
second. Deami Brown, yep.
Yeah, this yeah, so
Third rounder in
all right,
2021.
Jaden Daniels just might be him.
Yep. And then he's got a washed up Austin Ekeler as his backup running back.
And Zach Ertz, good Lord.
Yeah.
They're
So
trying to this is 2018, that seemed to be that receiver core be pretty darn good.
yep, I won. But yeah, there's carry out. And then we had
Vikings Rams.
the fraud Sam Darnold is potentially get exposed there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I had faith in the Vikings to win, but
You
man,
saw
Rams
ghosts.
defense showed up. Yeah, I sent that meme, that gif to my group chat mid-game. I'm like Darnold tonight in the I'm seeing ghosts gif.
Yeah, I mean, he just didn't have it.
No, the pressure
It's
got to
Sam
him.
Darnold. It's Sam Darnold. He was carried by his receivers and his defense. Like good, he had a good year. He'll still get a good chunk of money. He won't get the 40 million he wants, but McCarthy time. I would bring him back if I'm Minnesota. You move on.
I'd
This is the perfect.
franchise tag him at best.
Great. Then he requests a trade.
No, you
This
can.
gives him an excuse to move on to McCarthy. Like he was shit, and he was shit in that game against Detroit. He was shit against Los Angeles. I know their pass rush was really good. Minnesota, on to next year. Minnesota fans can never have anything nice.
I just find it ironic how the Vikings lost to two teams this year
I
for a
know.
total of four times and it ended their season.
I
Like,
saw
and the
that.
fact they were a fifth seed losing three games. Like,
Do you
what a
see the
Vikings
div
kind of season,
You
you
see
know?
that they want to make divisions meaningless and just have it be like the top four teams in the conference by points
Divisions
percentage?
wouldn't be meaningless. If you win your division, you still get in, I believe is how it would
Okay,
work.
but it's like in the NBA, divisions mean quite literally nothing. They might as well not have them. I don't
Oh,
want that to happen.
the NBA shouldn't have divisions, no.
It's there in name only. It literally affects nothing.
No.
Except for like scheduling, maybe. But like useless. Like in NHL, divisions mean something. NFL divisions mean something. Baseball means a ton. Football doesn't mean anything. Or I don't want it to. I want it to mean something.
I don't hate the format they have. I don't think it needs to
I'm fine with
change.
it.
I don't think it needs to change, personally though, because like when do you how rare is it that we actually like will see a team with a higher record be the road team in
well,
a wild card game.
They weren't even the road team, really. It was in Arizona.
Yeah, well, that's because of the fires, but...
I know that's how the circumstances worked, but Minnesota fans can't even use that excuse, really. Oh, we were the away team. Well, Los Angeles didn't really get a home field advantage either.
No. And then I guess the Commanders had won more games, too. I'm trying to think if any of the AFC teams were the same, but I don't think that's the case. Who's the 4-5 matchup that would have been? Oh, Chargers won one more game than Texans. So I guess maybe this year was just an anomaly, but if any game you're going to see it, it's the 4-5 matchup, which, I mean, and they're most likely going to be separated by, like, a game. Obviously, the rare circumstance where the Vikings were four games better than the Rams, like, but... Yeah. Is what it is. Okay, moving on to the divisional. Start with the Chiefs and the Texans. Chiefs are the 8.5-point spread favorite.
Please, 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 whatever deity or god you pray to, or none at all, please let them lose the Chiefs. Please, please, please. It would be so funny. It'd be so funny. It would send Patrick Mahomes. Go be a dad. Go be a father. They need a father figure in their life. If I grew up around Brittany Mahomes, I'd probably end it all. Well, I'd have a lot of money, so maybe I wouldn't. But please make them lose. This is the worst Chiefs team I've ever seen, and they went like 15-2.
They got hot right at the end, though, which is concerning
to
me.
I know they did. But, God, they don't have a number one receiver. Kelsey's not what he used to be. They have a mid-running back, and their defense is above average, and they're still so good. Pisses me off. But...
Goes to show how much coaching does in this league.
Yep. Coaching is extremely underrated. That's why, like, you rarely ever see coaches go more than 3 years without some kind of success. Doesn't matter what team you are. If you don't get what the goals of the organization done in 3 years, you're gone. Mm-hmm. It's funny how Andy Reid was, like, held as, like, this beacon of failure for his time in Philadelphia because they did nothing. And then Kansas City, now he's one of the best coaches ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm praying to you, CJ Stroud.
I am
noted Canadian John Mechie. We need you.
I am going to pick the Chiefs to win this
so
game. I don't think it's going to be like, I don't think the Chiefs are going to cover their spread. I think, right? Like the 8.5. Like, I think it's going to be closer to that. I am praying
because of bullshit.
I am praying the Texans win this game because dating back before last offseason started, I said next year the Texans are going to be a dark horse contender next year. And I had them beating the Chiefs on the road in the playoffs, like prior to the beginning of the year. So if they beat them here, I am a genius.
Yes, maybe.
So please beat them.
Well,
and let me be right.
If the Chiefs move on and win, that's a lot of money for the NFL. The NFL makes money no matter what. They could put you and me out there as quarterbacks, and they'd make a lot of money. But, oh boy, you know the refs are going to be... I'm not going to say they're going to rig the game, of course. You know, that doesn't happen in any sport, unless Tim Donaghy's involved. But, man, you know the NFL is pulling for another Taylor Swift Super Bowl so she can hang out with Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, next game that night, on Saturday night, Lions Commanders. Lions are the 9.5-point favorite coming into this game.
I'm expecting a blowout.
Okay.
I think the Lions are going to kill him. Okay. I could be wrong. I got a lot of predictions wrong last time. I went 3-for-3. I think they're going to kill him.
Okay.
I'm not giving any analysis. I just think the Lions have too much good mojo.
You want
and they're rested. And they're going to be pretty healthy.
Want my analysis?
Sure.
I'm taking the Commanders in an upset.
Wow.
I'm got to pick one, I feel like, in here. This is where I'm going to choose it. Yes, the Lions are going to be off a bye, but yes, the Lions still have a metric fuck ton of injuries on defense. I think it is going to come back to bite them at some point, and I think why it comes back to bite them now is because they're running into a very good offense that can outscore anyone, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In the Commanders. So
could be.
And I think Commanders defense is playing a little bit better. I think it probably just comes down to like a last possession kind of field goal again. Maybe the Commanders do it again. But I think I'm gonna say like a 35. I think I actually have it predicted in my fantasy chat. I think I said like 50, 35, 31 Commanders.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm just thinking for the Lions, this is kind of their year. If they this is their best chance.
I feel like last year was kind of their year.
I feel like this is their best chance. But so I'm saying the Lions. I could be wrong. I'm wrong pretty often when it comes to football, but I think I'm right. I
Okay.
feel it.
I gotta find
I feel
this.
it in my bones.
Gotta find my score predictions. If you want to move on to the Eagles and the Rams, I
Okay,
believe
I
the
will.
Eagles are a 6-point favorite.
This is my upset. I have the Rams winning this game. Matt Stafford, baby.
You didn't like what you saw from the Eagles?
Not really. And you know the fans are going to be on them if they struggle because it's in Philly. Stafford's got that championship experience. And I think if the Eagles have a slow start, the fans are going to turn on them and they're going to get rattled. And Matt Stafford's going to have that veteran energy. And he's going to be able to lead him to victory. So I'm going to say it's going to be a close game, albeit one that the Los Angeles Rams win, because they're fighting for the city. They got the whole state behind them and a whole bunch of other people, which is kind of rare for an LA team. But I am expecting the Rams to win, and then probably lose in the next round. But Los Angeles Rams for the win, FTW.
Oh, here it is. I got my prediction. So I said 24-20 Chiefs, 35-32 Commanders. This next game, I have the Eagles winning 24-13. I think the Rams are about to get exposed.
Maybe.
Their pass rush was able to get after it against the Vikings, whose interior offensive line is really not that good and needs to be addressed, and Darnold struggles with pressure. That's exactly what happened. I think the Eagles offensive line is good enough to withstand the Rams defensive line for a time. And I think their defense is good enough. The Rams offense hasn't been all that. Like, think about it. They got a defensive touchdown like last game. 21 points. Is that really going to do it in a playoff game? In Philly on the road? I don't know. I think Saquon might run over them. He did earlier this year already, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that was like his 200 yard game or whatever it was. If I'm not mistaken, I can fact check that right now. I know it was earlier in the year, obviously. You don't. What was it? Did it happen? Yeah, it did. Totally did, right? This was the game. Had to have been. Yeah, Saquon, 26 carries, 255 yards.
Yeah, Saquon, like if the NFL wasn't so hell-bent on having a quarterback be MVP every single year, Saquon would be in the conversation for MVP.
Almost have Ja'Marr Chase in the conversation too, but yeah, probably
It's
Saquon
like
more.
if one Cooper Kupp didn't win it a few years ago, when he was objectively the best player in the league, it's a wide receiver's never going to win. It's a quarterback award.
Yeah, fair enough. So I think I'm kind of been down on the Rams for a while. I don't buy their hype necessarily. They're this year just didn't they didn't really have it. Yeah, they were injured for a little bit, but everyone likes to call the Seahawks mid. Okay, well, the Seahawks outscored the Rams and they gave up less than the Rams. Like, come on,
Where are they now?
use the same energy. Oh, but they have McVay. They have Stafford. Okay. Stafford kind of stepped back a little bit this year, low key. So,
It's got a ring.
yeah, he does. Cool.
Anyway, if the Lions win the Super Bowl, does that make them the winner of that trade?
No, it's a win-win trade,
Well, it's
regardless.
obviously a win-win trade no matter what, but I'm just wondering if that swings the pendulum. Anyway, next game.
I don't even want to like declare a definitive winner of that trade. Right now, the
You
definitive
have to
winner is
win
the Rams.
multiples. Y yes,
Yeah.
yes. If the Lions go back to back, then I'd say they're the definitive winner. But anyway,
And then,
Ravens
but
Bills.
either way, like here's the argument. Let's say the Lions do win. It's okay. We got a Super Bowl too, though. And then Lions fans are going to be like, okay. Well, we beat you in the playoffs once, maybe twice if they meet up this year. Kind of thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll just be a lot of back and forth when it's just like, guys, handshake. You both won. Congratulations. Move on. Bills Ravens game of the week, I think.
I can't wait. When is this game on? Is this
3:30 on Sunday?
Okay, I'll be able to watch it. Perfect. Mint. I can't wait. This game is going to be so much fun.
I'm picking a winner. I don't want to pick a winner. I just feel I'm going to pick and it's going to go the other way.
I'll just pick it because I'm going to keep with my initial Super Bowl prediction. I'm going to say the Bills are going to win. It's going to be tight. It's going to be high scoring. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be the best two quarterbacks in the league, in my opinion. It's going to be a lot of passing, a lot of running, not a lot of defense being played.
Best two quarterbacks this year, you mean, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure you didn't have Mahomes not in your one spot anymore. He is. Until proven.
Not this season.
Obviously not this season, but until proven otherwise, he's the best quarterback in the league.
So who's a... Okay, fine. Well, later I'll get into what I was going to say. But I can't wait. This game is either going to be 45-41 or 12-9. But I'm going to say the Bills and hope for the best.
I'm going to say the Bills. I have 38-34 Bills. Late Josh Allen, like TD, wins it.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
I do worry about the Bills in this game and being able to stop Lamar and Henry.
Yeah.
But you know, here we go, I guess. Okay, actually I gotta say this. So my buddy, we're going down to Vic on Saturday because we have ball hockey, but I'm staying down there to stay with my other buddies to watch the UFC fights that night. And he was maybe gonna stay too, because we usually all carpool down together. And he was saying he doesn't want, not sure if he wants to stay down there because he wants to be back in time for the football game, like that game, because he's a Bills fan. And I'm like, dude, it's at 3:30. What are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, like I'm not going to be up by like then, or like I got to be back. I'm not going to be like up early enough to like get back in time. I'm like, dude, it's at 3:30. What are you talking about? like you can leave by like noon. And you'll be back in time. What are we talking about, buddy? Anyways.
Wrap up the NFL, or is there anything else you want to get to?
Vrabel?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Once Mayo was fired, I was like, this is probably going to be the option.
Yeah.
Because Vrabel did a good job in Tennessee with not a lot of good players.
No.
So maybe he's the guy that can get the most out of Drake May. Almost said Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. He's got familiarity with the organization. I mean, so did Gerard Mayo. But hopefully he's given a bit of a leash here, because there's a lot of work to be done with that organization.
He should.
Tom Brady ain't walking through that door. They need a total facelift. So hopefully as well.
I should love the hiring. Let's be real. Like Mayo, I get why you want to like continue with the quote unquote Patriot way. So they've branded, I guess. Mayo had never been a coach. I don't think he had been a coach at like any level.
I think he was like linebackers coach or something.
Something, not even a coordinator though, like a defense coordinator or offensive. So I didn't really love it right away. Vrabel, obviously, he's been a head coach. He's been a one seed before, I believe, with Tennessee. I believe he carried them that. He beat the Patriots on the road in the playoffs before.
He beat the Ravens.
Yep, he beat them on the road, too. Yep.
Yep.
So, like, he got playoff experience, and that was with, what, Ryan Tannehill as his quarterback? Yikes.
Yeah. Well, Tannehill had a couple good years there.
Yeah, but... No, I like it. I think he'll kind of change the culture around, and kind of scares me that the Pats might be really good again in a few years, but give it. Hopefully you see Drake May take a step next year, and then after that it should be get to the playoffs, kind of should be their goal. But who knows with their division? Like Miami might take a step back next year. Who knows what the Jets are going to be, because who knows what their quarterback situation looks like. The Bills will always be the Bills when you have Josh Allen around, but that there's a spot for them to be good playing the Pats and the Dolphins four times a year. There's potentially like three wins out of that, you could say. So we'll see. NHL, Eastern Conference Wild Card. Madness, to say the least. Okay, so the Bruins are now in the second wild, back in the first wild card. Okay, so Tampa's there. So we have Tampa in third in the Atlantic, sitting at 49 points. The Bruins third in the, or with the first wild card, sitting at 49 points. Although Tampa has four games in hand on Boston, I didn't realize that. Jeez.
Wow.
The Jackets are now in the second wild card spot with 48 points. Then you have Ottawa sitting one back of them with a game in hand. Montreal sitting two back of them with a game in hand on Columbus. Or sorry, I just said Montreal. Detroit sitting four back with a game in hand on Columbus.
I don't believe in Detroit.
The Flyers sitting four back with them being down a game. Pittsburgh's four back sitting with, and Columbus has two games in hand on them. And then I feel like you can't count out the Rangers yet.
Yet. We're close, though.
Sitting five back with the game in hand.
Yeah, they've got till the end of the month to get within a couple points, or I'm writing them off.
Okay.
They're just such a tire fire. And I think Pittsburgh's done. And I think Philly and Detroit are going to fall off. I believe in Montreal.
Well, Detroit's on a win streak right now. That's the problem. They got
I
the
know,
new
but
coach bump right now.
yeah, for now, I mean, it's Todd McLellan. Like, he's not introducing, he's not reinventing the wheel over there. It's a new coach bump. And, I don't believe in Alex Lyon very much. So we'll see. This is fun. This is a fun wild card race. Like I said before the year, I want Columbus to succeed. So it's really cool that they've rewarded their fan base and their players with a really nice stretch. So if we'll see if they add at the deadline or if they continue with their approach. Boston's been really up and down. They won the other day, but before that they were losing, losing, losing. There was a Marchand Pasternak thing, which they squashed immediately. Take notes, Vancouver. Like, Jesus Christ. They're kind of a weird team, and they got game. Everyone has games in hand over them. Tampa's kind of weird this year. I think they've lost a bit of their bite. Braden Point missed a team meeting yesterday, so they scratched him. I like that. Shows that nobody's above the law. Even Toronto has fallen off. I think they've lost three in a row now. They got their shit kicked by Dallas yesterday. So, and Florida's perennial contender. But my Ottawa Senators, with Levi Marinainen, the Marinainen burglar run is what's happening here. Because Ullmark, of course, is injured again, and Anton Forsberg turned into a pumpkin. So they had to rely on this guy. But they're playing well. Montreal, the league is better when Montreal is good.
Yes, agree.
Their fans are probably the best in the league, in my opinion. They're definitely the loudest. Caulfield's having a really nice year. Suzuki, I know Slafkovský doesn't have the goals, but he's got a lot of assists. Seems to pick it up a little bit. Laine's fit in like a glove. Lane Hutson, he's been so much better than I expected him to be.
Hey,
I
I
mean,
picked up
I knew
rookie of the
he'd be
year,
good. I
so.
knew he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be this good. And they're getting goaltending from Montembeau and that new guy,
Dawes.
Jakob something, Jakob Doaz or whatever his name is. So,
Oh,
Montreal, they're making a
yeah.
push, which is good for their core because it was only a couple months ago people were starting to call for St. Louis' head. So,
I might have
fun.
been one of those people.
I was close.
I wasn't calling for it, but I'm like, is he the
I was,
guy necessarily? Like,
yeah.
that's kind of where I was at.
I was giving him till the end of the year. And then if they were shit to begin next year, I would have fired him.
That's kind of where I was saying beginning of next year, if they started slow, that's where I would have cut it off, but.
It's fun. I like that the playoff race is this close because in the Western Conference, they're really just battling for one spot. Like I'm looking Colorado as the first wild card spot. At 55 points, and it's a big drop to Calgary at 49. And then Vancouver, St. Louis, 48, 46. I still expect Calgary to take a dip here eventually. They're PDOing a little bit. So the West is more or less decided, but the East is wide open and it's fun. I like it.
Yes. Does Dean Evason have a claim to be the coach of the year?
Yes. Coach of the year
I
is.
think if they get in or if they even barely miss, I think he might.
I don't know if he gets it if they miss,
I feel like he should
but
be a finalist if they even anyway.
sure.
Yeah.
Coach of the year is an award where it's basically purely for coaches who exceed expectations, and that's what Columbus has done in every facet. Sean Monahan has continued to be great.
Even though he's
I
hurt
mean,
right now.
I know, but he's just about a point per game. I mean, most people wrote him off when he left Calgary, and he's reinvented himself. So good for him. And I think Zach Werenski is the Norris front runner at this moment. He leads
Yeah,
defense and goals and points.
I was having this talk with my buddy about this. He will not win it because he won't get the media attention like Quinn and McCarr will.
Canucks keep falling. Quinn's not winning it.
No, I know. I think voter. I never picked Hughes to win just because of voter fatigue and stuff. And I think that already is happening because Hughes has probably been better than McCarr all around, and his points aren't that far off. But I can't see Werenski winning it over McCarr just because like he would have to be astronomically better than him. I feel like for him to win the award, just because of namesake. And the fact that he plays in Columbus. Not a lot of primetime games in Columbus where they get to watch and be like, oh my God, this guy's so good, right? So,
I agree.
In terms of Montreal, I'm going to, like, they got a dip eventually, right?
I think so. I mean, their top guys are doing well and they're getting depth. Like, Jake Evans is having the best year of his career.
Mm-hmm.
He's been great. Mike Matheson's done really, he fits so well there. And, Montreal, he didn't fit in Pittsburgh, didn't fit really.
Florida.
He's great. He's done great there. He's a perfect partner for Hudson. And they're getting goaltending. So I'm excited to see what they do down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. And Detroit, I actually think might be here to stay, to be honest. They're just like a vet team. I don't know. Kane's kind of reinvented himself these past couple games, but
wonder how long he's got left.
Yzerman?
Kane.
Oh, like of years?
Yeah, one or two, I would think.
What is he, 35 now?
Older than that, I think. He's 35, 36. But he also had that hip thing a few years ago.
Yeah, he's 36 now.
Okay.
He'll be 37, like, end of this year.
Hmm.
I believe. Yeah, that's right.
So he's got a couple years left. If it's with Detroit or someone else, we'll see. And of course, Taves is trying to make a comeback, so maybe there's a reunion down the line. But I'm not a believer in them. I think they're getting a new coach bump, and I think it's going to wear off.
Okay. If you had to predict now, let's say there's three spots, because we'll say there's two in the Atlantic, even though I think Tampa's going to hold on to that third spot. Who's getting in for you by the end of the year?
I'm going to say Boston. They usually find a way. And, you know, they'll be buyers at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Boston, Tampa Bay. We're including Tampa, right? I think Tampa's going to stick into the third spot in the Atlantic. So Tampa's going to stay there. I think Boston will make it one way or the other. And now who's going to come in that second wild card spot? That's a tough one because it's so clogged up. Ottawa's really struggling to score recently. I mean, they only scored one non-empty net goal against New York Islanders the other day. You know what? I'm going to say Montreal.
Wow.
Okay. Yep. I believe. L.A. Montreal. C'est le Bleu. Sacre Bleu. Tabernacle. I think they're going to ride the vibes. I think they're going to make a couple peripheral ads at the deadline. And I think they're going to run on vibes. Because when that building's rocking, don't come knocking.
I'm going to say Tampa holds on to that spot. I'm going to have Boston drop out. The vibes just don't like, and this is going to suck because I picked them to be in the cup final at the beginning of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Remember that? I said Canucks Boston 2011.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're really eating the shit sandwich, aren't you there?
Fuck off.
Nathan, good Lord.
What did you say? Edmonton versus.
I said like Carolina or Dallas or not Dallas. I said something.
Don't say it was a rematch last year. Oh, you totally said it was a rematch I have last year.
I think
year.
I might have.
You totally
I think
did.
I might have. I definitely said Edmonton.
I think you totally
I think
totally
I did.
Because you're
hey,
like,
I,
oh,
that's looking,
oh,
looking
Pittsburgh,
better than yours.
Pittsburgh.
Yes, I did say that. Hey, looking better than your prediction there, sir.
Yeah, whatever. And then I think I'll take Ottawa in there. And I'm gonna say Detroit fits in there.
Ottawa can't score, man. It's weird.
And
now I know Zub is finally back, which means they don't have to play Hamnick on the first pairing with Sanderson. But they're playing Matthew Highmore in the lineup. And Cousins and Gaudette, who scored the other day.
That can be fixed at the deadline with like a depth add or two, though.
Remember, they don't have their first round pick.
They don't need to use their first round pick. They said depth that.
We'll see. I mean, they need to start scoring. Because Giroux ain't what he used to be.
So do you think they almost go out for if Besser is getting traded, are they in the market for him?
I don't think they have the assets.
Yeah.
They don't have any prospects.
They'd have to... Oh, no. I'm trying to think who, defense... Oh, unless you want to
get
Yakimchuk.
They don't really need it. Oh, well, yeah.
But I don't think the Canucks are going to want Yakimchuk. They want, a guy who's ready now.
Yakimchuk's probably ready in a year or two.
But they are not looking for a year or two. They want now.
Yeah, well, I mean... I
think if the Canucks are going to trade Besser, it's going to be like a lateral, a similar move to Hronek.
Maybe.
Similar defenseman style, I guess.
Maybe.
But I think they're going to go for left shot D, though. That's my prediction.
To put Soucy down the lineup?
Yes, but I also just think, Willander could be ready next year.
Better be. That'd be draft plus three season.
Well, no. This is
draft plus two.
Yeah, he went to college.
So next year would be his draft plus three. He better be ready next year.
I think he
11th might, overall.
He might start in the minors for a little bit next year and then come up.
But he better play NHL games next year is my point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Ottawa has the scoring. And they need Ullmark to come back. Marlinen's a nice story, but I don't think he's going to sustain it.
I think the Habs goaltending just falls off a little bit eventually. It's kind of
weird. That's Four Nations goaltender Sam Montembeau to you, Nathan.
Logan Thompson got snubbed.
Fucking hell. I mean, Jesus Christ, what were they thinking? Morons.
Well, apparently he's not a good teammate. What it sounds like.
Bullshit. The Capitals are one of the best teams in the league. They look like they're having a ton of fun.
Well, yeah, I know, but apparently when he was splitting time with Hill, he was all pissy about it. So what I got heard about.
Guess that'll be the first time someone's been upset about being a backup. Good Lord.
All right. The Jays, Jeff Hoffman, 3 years was $33 million, $11 million per year.
The Kendrys Morales deal.
Yeah. We've done a signing. Well, sure. Let's go with your thoughts on it first, without the other details before.
Removing context from the situation, this is a good deal. They did not have a closer. As much as I like Jimmy Garcia, can't be your closer.
No.
On a good team. He's a great setup guy. With Romano gone, they needed a closer. And I think at this point of his career, Jeff Hoffman is better than Jordan Romano. I've been souring on Romano for a while now. I need closers to have three pitches. Romano's only got two. And he hung a lot of sliders the past few years. We all remember the game against Seattle where Bichette thought he was a center fielder. That was a hung slider. He was lucky. I think it was J.P. Crawford didn't send it to the second deck. So I like the deal on the surface. Fills a need, a lot of velocity. They have familiarity with him because they drafted him back in the day. Boy, they killed the Rockies in that Tulowitzki deal. It's so funny how Tulowitzki was kind of mediocre here and we still killed them in that deal.
What was it? Jose Reyes, Jeff Hoffman.
Jesus Tinoco.
Don't know.
So basically nothing. And we got LaTroy Hawkins who did a few things too.
Yeah, I remember LaTroy Hawkins. That guy was great.
And Tulowitzki, it's funny. He wasn't even great. He was just good defensively and that's what we needed. So on the surface, it looks like a good deal. Now bring in the context.
Yes. It got reported right after that the Orioles had a 3-year, $40 million agreement with him, but he failed a physical due to his shoulder. Then, a couple days later, it was reported the Braves had a similar deal in place with him, and they also flagged him for his shoulder issue and didn't back out of the deal.
Let me just clarify. He didn't fail the physical. The physical brought up concerns with his shoulder. If you fail a physical, you can't have a deal. You can back out of a physical or a deal if the physical is bad. But if you fail a physical, you can't get a deal whatsoever. So, but the point is that's two teams which saw issues with his shoulder. If it was one, I could write it off. It's two, and it's two good teams who could have really used him. It wasn't like he was like the Pirates or somebody, and they were just using it to up their payroll a little bit and trade him at the deadline or something. It was two teams that could have genuinely used him. So that's concerning. So is this going to be another Kirby Yates where he's hurt early and is done for the year and he never really pitches? Or is it going to be okay? And it's just, just something you got to manage, like Aaron Sanchez's blisters back in the day. But
Can I read you this like score article, like some of the details in it, and then because I think it is like a fail. Well, it says right here, it was widely reported he had deals in place with the Atlanta Braves and Baltimore Orioles, and that fell through because of failed physicals. Goes on to say, Baltimore's interest in Hoffman apparently didn't wane after his physical issues. Instead of pulling its offer, the team made a revised proposal to him after risk assessing the physical results.
Okay. Well, I hope the Blue Jays did their homework.
Yes,
Because if that's their last big move and then he has to have Tommy John surgery, I know that's not a shoulder issue. Or let's just say he tears his rotator cuff in like the first month of the season. Oh boy, we might not win 70 games. But I'm still hoping for Santander. I'll accept Bregman, even if I think he's going to get paid too much money. I'm hoping for Sasaki, but I'm not, my fingers aren't crossed. So.
you're not rock hard for Roki.
Making fun of my jokes.
That was a Gate 14 thing.
Gate 14. Anyway, please,
Do you
Nathan,
want okay?
I'm begging you, don't get your hopes up for Sasaki. It's not happening.
Is this where we're going now? Are we done with
Is there
Hoffman?
anywhere else you wanted to go to?
Just with Hoffman, I guess the only thing I'll say is, yeah, the shoulder issues scare me a little bit. The fact that just two teams that backed out, it's concerning. So we'll see. Hopefully it doesn't matter. But in terms of Roki Sasaki, yeah. So there were about four teams known, five teams known interested, plus a mystery team. Turns out the mystery team was the Jays. The teams interested were the Giants, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Yankees, and the Mets. He has now informed the Giants, Yankees, and Mets that he won't be signing with them. And is down to three: the Blue Jays, the Dodgers, and the Padres.
Yeah, I mean,
And
what's.
his window is open for another 8 days, so he has 8 days to sign until then. I believe it's coming close, so it sounds like this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. But what's one thing Los Angeles and the Padres have that the Jays don't have?
West Coast.
I think that's the nail in the proverbial coffin. Jays are being used as leverage here, I think. Drive up the price a
They
little bit.
can't really though because it's international
I
money.
know it's international money, but the Jays have the most money of any of those three teams to spend. And if it was up to money, it would have been, obvious who he's going to. I'm just not feeling it. I don't think he's coming. So I'm not even gonna get my hopes up.
Okay. I
So.
think if I had to assess this right now, I think the Jays probably have the most money slash are telling him, look, if you come here, you will turn into like a Japanese like icon in this country kind of
That would be
thing.
nice.
We will market you like fuck none if you want.
There's a lot of Asian Canadians in Toronto. Also, he could go right into the rotation because I think Yariel Rodriguez, in an ideal world, is a bullpen guy.
Oh yeah, he would I'd probably be the ace on their team at this point.
No, I don't think he's above Berríos or Gosman.
I think
I
he
know
is.
Gosman wasn't very good last year.
This guy's really good.
I know, but sometimes it takes a year to get to adjust. But
Okay,
God,
if I'm the
just.
Jays and they're if I'm the Jays and they're opening or in their pitch, I'm like, all right, you sign, you're our opening day starter.
That'd be kind of cool.
I that that should be their that.
I don't know how well that would go over in the locker room, but
Oh, you don't have to tell him. Fuck that. You just got to say it in the pre-agent pitch. Look, dude, you sign here and you're our opening day starter, barring like injury or anything.
Yeah, that would be nice. Even if they get him, which would be lovely, they need another batter too. Good Lord.
Yes,
I mean,
agreed.
God, their offense is still so bad and they haven't signed Vlad yet. Every day that passes, I get less optimistic about Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Like I
And I
said, I
heard the
don't.
Mets checked in.
That got reported today. Yep. I don't think anything is coming of that until next offseason.
Well, if they don't sign him by opening day, they're fucked.
Well, yeah, that's
Or
what I'm
by,
saying.
yeah.
Vladdy should be. If I'm Vlad, I'm not signing till by opening day. I'm saying I'm going to next year. I got
Well,
to see what I can get.
then sayonara. Because there is a 0% chance I walk him to free agency and do what the fucking Angels did a few years ago with Ohtani. You trade his ass. They cannot let him go for nothing. Good Lord. What an indictment that would be.
But then you're just in an era of darkness again, and I don't think the Jays want that.
Would you rather let him walk?
Either way, you're in an era of darkness.
Well, Bo's gone for sure, so. Mm-hmm. Oh, I sat through 2017, 18, and 19 for nothing.
Yeah, I think that, like, the Jays pitch for Sasaki is like that. The Dodgers are obviously, look, we got Shohei. Come be buddies with them. We got the best
and
team.
Yamamoto.
Yeah, we won the World Series. Come win another one with us. We'll win many for many years. And then the Padres are probably just like, look, you don't want to be second fiddle, third fiddle, kind of in terms of
so be second fiddle in California.
In terms of superstar to the Dodgers, right? Because, like, how many stars do they got? Come be the guy. Come be the stud on our team. Plus, you get to be close to home. Or, like, the closest possible to Japan as possible. Feel like that's got to be their offer. And they probably have more money to offer than the Dodgers. I think that... Did you look up how much each team has, like, in terms of international?
It's, like, in the $6 or $5 million range.
Like, all of them?
Yeah. Like, I think Blue Jays have 6.5, and then the rest are separated by, like, $1 million. Not very much.
Okay. But he can only sign for, like, up to 7, I think, is what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
So... We'll see. I'm thinking next week. Well, yeah, definitely next week. By the time we record, I hope we'll have a signing to discuss with them. Like it was said on Gate 14, Joseph, you gotta find the wife. You gotta get hurt by a couple girlfriends first.
Blue Jays has been hurting me for a decade.
That's why you've been so why not now?
I've seen
why
no
not now
success.
Is the time you find the wife in Sasaki.
I haven't had fun watching the Blue Jays in years. I don't think I've had fun watching the Blue Jays since 2021.
This is going to be Sasaki.
What is that, a bottle cap?
Pretty much, yeah. It's on my water bottle. I just play with it.
Great.
Anyways. Capture the flag.
Oh, please, 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 NBA gods, give me Cooper Flag to the Raptors. I don't know their way forward if they don't get him.
There's about 7 teams, I'll say, that are in the capture the flag running. I want to go through and us to rank them based on what is best for his landing spot and, like, team at best, like, kind of overall.
What's the criteria? Best for the team or best for the league?
Overall, let's say best for the league, I guess.
Oh, great. Well, Toronto's last. Because Adam Silver would hate that.
What, you want to see him in Charlotte, New Orleans, or Washington instead of
Charlotte? You go to Charlotte, you got a duo with LaMelo Ball, and that's ratings.
Okay, what about Washington?
Okay, they're second last.
What about the Pelicans?
Maybe you get Zion a co-star, or at least or Brandon Ingram a co-star, if Zion's too busy at McDonald's.
What about Utah?
Yeah, okay, I revised my predictions. Utah's second last.
Okay, so... all the teams: Nets, Blazers, Jazz, Raptors, Hornets, Pelicans, Wizards.
Shit. Those are all small market teams except for the Nets.
Exactly.
And the Nets might as well be a small market team. And of course, Raptors.
The Nets and Blazers are less likely. They kind of are going to have to get lucky in the lottery.
So I'm going
to
cut them out. Okay. So if I'm Adam Silver and I'm like, where do I want this very good player to go? You have Toronto last. You don't want to go to Canada because no one watches Raptor games. That's just a fact. No one in America watches them. Even when they were good, they would do shit in the ratings. So last. Second last, Utah. Utah's kind of a weird team. They have really good ownership, so they're never going to relocate. But now there's more competition in that market. They haven't been good in a long time. I know that a couple years ago they had that really hot start. And they were like first in the conference for a while and they did nothing in the playoffs. So... they don't have a superstar, and they could use him, but I don't know. I think the NBA wants to revitalize Washington because that can be an important market for them. It's a marquee market. It's the capital of the country. But there's just nobody around him right now, and they'd be shit for a long time. So
they got Alex Saar, dude. What do you mean?
Christ, he's on my fantasy team. Just fuck all. And Kyle Kuzma. So he'll go in the third last spot. Who else is left?
You
There's
have
New
Pelicans and
Orleans.
Hornets.
Okay, Pelicans are second then, and Hornets number one. Pelicans, I think it's so funny how the league has totally stopped marketing Zion. Part of that's because of Wemby's emergence. But Zion, we've had this conversation before, he was the most hyped prospect since LeBron. He was counted on to be generational. And he just can't stay healthy. He can't do it. He's got shitty dietary habits. He pulls joints, muscles like no tomorrow. The Pelicans are done with him. I think he's done with the Pelicans. So I don't think they would want Cooper Flagg to go somewhere on a team that will be blowing it up in the near future. If he goes to Charlotte, that would be a fun ass backcourt. Flag and Ball, because
He's like a small forward, though.
I know he's like a wing, essentially. But that'd be a really fun duo to watch because LaMelo Ball has never played a big game in his NBA career with Charlotte, and he
But
needs
play, he's
some
playing a
help.
playing game.
Don't get me started on the play-in. But I think it'd be really fun if they go there because I've made this point before. But Charlotte is totally irrelevant. If the Raptors didn't get Vince Carter, they'd be Charlotte. So the NBA is going to want to revitalize that market too. Because they kind of just do nothing every year. They're crap every year. We have all the TV personalities wanting LaMelo out of there. So I think it would be fun if Flagg goes there. I'd like to see him go to a small market team. If he goes to Brooklyn, I'll be annoyed.
Okay.
That's basically what I'm saying.
I'll do a top five, I guess, too. I'm gonna put Charlotte last, dude. That market sucks. It's small. They've all never spent. Him going there would be bad for the league. I think I'll go to the Pelicans next, too, because also same thing. Small, barely been good. If Zion stays healthy, then sure, it's fun, but he's never healthy. I'll go Raptors three. I'm. Yeah, they won't love that he's in Canada, but it'd be really good for Canadian basketball having a stud like that. And they've had the, oh no, they have had the number one pick once, Bargnani, right? I'll go the Jazz at two, I guess, just by sheer luck, I guess. And then I'll say the Wizards one. I think you said, yeah, they probably want to turn Washington into a decent market. And they need him badly. In terms of actual team need and where he wants to go, or like where he should go, kind of thing, I think the Wizards are still one because they desperately need a guy to build around. Yeah, I'll go Charlotte too. LaMelo, him, Brandon Miller. That'd be a really fun trio. I'd go Raptors three. I think Flagg could put them into like a playoff spot next year, or like playoff.
I hope
Or like
so.
play in contention.
I mean, the Raptors have so many good players, but they just can't put it together.
No.
Maybe it's Darko.
I'd probably go New Orleans next. At four then, because if Zion is healthy, kind of thing, and then Utah would go in the last spot in here, just because they're kind of in a directionless kind of. It seems with Markkanen still around right now, so. But yeah, it's gonna be fun because he's really, really good. I can't wait to watch him in March Madness, to be honest.
Yeah, I haven't really been into March Madness the past few years because there hasn't been a superstar prospect come out of the
Well,
NCAA in a while.
that's partially because of like the G League Ignite coming in, and then like players were going playing overseas and stuff. But that should change now, that NIL thing, and people are getting paid a lot,
I
so
wonder how long NIL is going to last in its current form. I think they need to make some amendments because coaches are pissed, the lower level players are pissed. It's not as much fun, I'm finding, as all these players and their
well,
NIL deals.
TikTok might have a big deal in this too, so we'll see what happens there, because a lot of these people that like are getting these playing time and like all these big NIL deals are TikTok superstar, like megastars. And
Jerrad
now
McCain.
if TikTok is getting banned.
Yeah, Livy Dunn's gonna be unemployed.
Still got, well, nah, she's probably got
She
like,
does nothing on Instagram. Like her views are not particular or
she'll
anything
probably
special.
become like a model of some kind.
Well, what kind of model, Nathan?
Not that. The guy
No,
just.
you don't think she's gonna go on the subscription service?
No, she won't. Paul Skeens wouldn't let her.
Right, I always forget they're together. Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't need the money.
Yeah, and oh yeah, she even if like TikTok does go away, she's got Paul Skeens in the MLB. She's fine. So he'll make like a $300 million contract in no time.
Oh, God. But not from the Pirates.
I could see them. To
I
be
don't know
honest.
if they'll ever pay that much money for a player.
People didn't think the Royals would pay like Bobby Witt Jr. and they paid him.
They have a decent owner. Bob Nutting's one of the worst.
I'm trying to think who, like people didn't really think Julio would get signed by the Mariners, I feel like. I'm
Mariners are a medium-sized market.
trying to think who else small stars got signed. There's another one I'm missing, I know for sure. But I can't remember who.
I don't
Corbin
know.
Carroll, he got signed.
But Arizona's been throwing money around for a long time.
So.
Like just to get the Greinke, the Bumgarners, and the Goldschmidts, and the, now there's Burns, so they've been spending money for a while.
Right, that wrap up. What we got to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I don't know what's coming up. Still no, still too far away to talk about Four Nations, so we
Yeah,
can't do that.
January is kind of a tough month for sports.
Yeah, we'll do the divisional recap and preview the championship round next week. That's for sure. We'll talk about Sockie signing since that will happen in the next week, probably the next couple days. Who knows? Maybe Santander decides to sign with the Jays too, and
That would be nice.
maybe we
That
can
would be
actually be
lovely.
like, hey, we're an 85 win team again. Woohoo!
Ugh, God, I keep forgetting just how horrible they were last year.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't even competitive. Oh, well.
And then, yeah, who knows what else we got going on? Figure out NBA and NHL. There'll be some story that comes up. Oh, right. If the Canucks lose. So Joseph has been wanting to talk about the Canucks. I told Joseph if they lose two of their next three games, which are against LA, Edmonton, and Buffalo, then we
What
can.
if they lose all of them?
Then we'll have that conversation. But.
Will you be on the fire talkit train if they lose all of them?
No.
Or will you ever be on the fire talkit train?
It wouldn't be until next year.
Unbelievable. Well, enjoy Vincent Dernay.
Dude, coaches get too short of a leash in the NHL. I'm sorry. You gotta give him a little bit of time.
What if David Carl says, I want to come to Vancouver?
Okay, but that's different. But also, what like you gotta does Quinn Hughes love Rick Tocchet? Probably.
No. Rick Tocchet plays boring ass hockey.
It really depends on what like Hughes
Rick
and
Tocchet was having him play with Myers.
actually hold on. No, it really if Hughes is like I like Tocchet, you don't fire Tocchet. You keep Hughes happy. You listen to your best player because you have to keep him happy until he signs again. Even then, you want to
Okay.
keep him happy. But, anyways, if that comes to fruition, we will talk about Canucks next week. I don't think it will. I hope it
I think it
won't.
will. They're stumbling and they're bumbling. The media's running around like chickens with their heads cut off, and it's great. I love it.
Shut up, Joseph.
Sadistic.
All right. Catch you in the next episode. We got this far.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Peace out.